welcome to Stop the Presses. It is the 21st of May, 2021, and it's the first time I've been live here since a week ago. I've had some house painting and landscaping to do here in Tejas, so things have been rather busy. Plus, there's been some writing projects, this, that, and the other thing. It seems to never stop, especially in the age of the COVIDocracy and the vaccine regime. But I am happy to have Justin Walker out of the UK as my return guest. And he's got some interesting things, he always does, to share. And he's been on here before talking about the new Chartist movement, some may recall, which deals with ending the debt-based money system and related matters. But now there's the Hardwick Alliance, and it's putting more things together to do more things. I did a little bit of reading up. We're video simulcasting today's show with the help of engineer Ron Avery out of Seguin, Texas. As is noted, many editions of Stop the Presses are now video simulcast, and that goes to livestream.com/Ron Avery/Stop the Presses, and the videos you can see in real time, and they automatically archive at that site. We're getting better and better at it. Of course, there's a little bit of what does this button do? And oh yeah, that's what that button does. And we mess up now and then, but we're getting pretty slick here to where the videos are getting pretty seamless and our profound prose and profound oratory just never seems to stop. But Justin, thanks for getting back on the show with me.
Well, it's great to be back. Great to be back.
It really is great to have you back.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. By the way, I'm coughing occasionally. It's not COVID. I've just swallowed the wrong way. So let's get that one sorted right from the word go.
Yeah, there was a time. Ron Avery can back me up on this. There was a time when the criteria in Texas, based on a Collin County meeting of the Board of Commissioners there, where technically having a cough in Texas meant you had COVID. Correct, Ron?
That is correct.
But things have come a long way since those dark days. Now, I'm going to get the conversation going here, and I'm going to do this amazing technology here called Share Screen. And yes, we're going to go there, and we're going right to here. And this is your main topic today, Justin, the HardwickAlliance.org.
Yes, yes. Well, can you show the logo? If you go up a bit so you can see the logo. Well, do it that way. Yes, okay. We've gone for a very gentle logo because the main point of the Hardwick Alliance for Real Ecology, and I'll explain the people behind it, is that we're going to take on the fake Greens and the Green New Deal because all the climate alarmists and all the people who want us to go back to some sort of Stone Age and we're not allowed to travel and all the shenanigans that are going with the Green New Deal, we've got to stand up to them. So this is what we're doing. Now, our logo, I take it your listeners and watchers will be familiar with the Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit and stuff. Well, what we've got here is a hare. Looking at a signpost, and this is the human race. This is the choice we've got for the future. And excuse me, one of our members took one look at this poster and said, "Oh my God, there is Schwab of the World Economic Forum versus Beatrix Potter." It's a nice, gentle way to show people that there is a choice that has to be made for the human race.
Yeah, I like what it says here, and I'm explaining it for the audio-only listeners at republicbroadcasting.org. One way is global fascism, one fork in the road, which is your fake Greens, and the other, as you noted, true freedom and real ecology. And that's so true. There are real environmental issues. It could be groundwater preservation. It could be preventing landfills from leaching into groundwater. Yep. It can be so many things that are real and measurable and tangible instead of climate change. Nebulous and based on computer models, nothing that can be adequately or reliably measured, much less really understood, much less really acted upon. So take it from there. I did do some reading on this site of yours. There's another image of that logo.
Yeah.
the Beatrix Potter Peter Rabbit thing. I used to read my son Evan that when he was young. But the immediate alert, the people strategy to empower us all, I'm showing this on the screen, yeah, to stop the fascist and fake green great reset. Take it away.
Where to start? Well, the most important thing is we've got to wake people up to the fact that we are sovereign and we are human beings, and we do not have to be treated and controlled by a corporate elite, stroke megalomaniacs, call them what you like. Essentially, the other side, after this great reset, having created, well, let's look at it. Let's look at the 21st century, shall we, what they've done. In the 21st century, they've given us 9/11, which to any normal people, if you look at 9/11, you know it's a pack of lies from beginning to end. And it was all about justifying the military-industrial complex, the elite, and to make sure that they had an ability to go into other countries. And interestingly, when they did go into other countries, it was those countries that were not kowtowing to the central banking system. But that's another story. But the point is, you had the war on terror. And of course, that is what they like to impose on people, terror and fear. The second thing, obviously, is climate change, man-made global warming. I know for a fact, I actually met Aurelio Pecci, the co-founder of the Club of Rome, which is the organization that came up with man-made global warming. I met him personally in 1982 when he offered me a job to go and work for him. And it was because my uncle was a friend of his, my uncle being a director of the Bank of England, and he also attended the very first Bilderberg. So he was one of the global elite, and I was recruited. They were grooming me to become a useful idiot for the global elite. But going back to my luncheon date with Aurelio Pecci of the Club of Rome, when he offered me the job, he said, you will be joining us at a very exciting time. We are creating a huge environmental problem that will frighten the people into wanting a world government run by us. Straight out of the guy who was behind it all. So we know that climate change or man-made global warming is a complete, utter scam. And in the words of David Bellamy, who we unfortunately died last year, Professor David Bellamy, he said it was all bad science, bad science. So that's the second. And the third thing is COVID. So what they're doing is they are gradually corralling the human race into effectively giving up their sovereignty, drowning in fear, and most importantly of all, there is a debate or there is an agenda that's leading us towards transhumanism. This is the connection of the human being with machine. And effectively what we've got is a technocracy where technologies are now basically controlling the people. Technology should be controlled by the people. It should be a servant of the people. But instead, we are now becoming servants of technology. And worst of all, we're going to be actually connected physically to this technology. 5G, the rollout. I mean, you've only got to look at a Chinese modern city to know how a handful of people can control an entire city. It's tyranny, it's staring us in the eyes, and we've got to do something about it. And we've got to come up with the solutions, and we've got the solutions.
What I like there, Justin, is there's a parallel. Money, too, should be a servant and not our master. First, yep, they made money our master. With that in place, that enabled them to make technology our master when all these things should be our servants. And correct, through the corporatocracy, they also make our elected servants our masters, rather than our servants. So our means and our ends are flipped around. The whole thing is flipped on its head.
Yep.
But the more clearly we read this, the more easily we can challenge it.
Yeah. And it was your Thomas Jefferson, I think it was Thomas Jefferson, who said, when the government fears the people, you have freedom. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And that is what we've got.
Yeah, I'm reading a little bit from the site, the Hardwick Alliance, and these are other things. We have a parliament where our elected servants, quote unquote, have collectively and willfully chosen to refuse to question the overwhelming evidence of the mounting global tyranny being assembled. We have judges in a legal profession that have unlawfully turned their backs on our common law. I'm reading this off the screen too for video listeners or video viewers, excuse me, resulting in courts becoming places of business and not justice. That's very well put, by the way. And here we go. And we have a debt creating and usury based central banking and financial system that's criminal to its very core, creating untold misery and deprivation to almost the entire world. Again, for audio only listeners, I'm showing that also on the video version today for the simulcast at livestream.com/Ryan Avery/stop the presses. But this is very well put, Justin. And so here it says the time has come for a people strategy. Maybe you've kind of talked about that a little bit already, but you can take it from there at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, as I said before, it's all about a gathering technocracy that is starting to emerge. And you see it all the time with the antics of the World Economic Forum. Now, I don't know how familiar your listeners and viewers are with the World Economic Forum. I would imagine most people would know a lot about it. But this organization at the moment appears to be the key linchpin for the bringing of this this whole, what's going on, is bringing in this tyranny. Now, I don't know how much people know about the meetings of the World Economic Forum and gatherings at Davos. They usually meet at Davos once a year. And the Davos meeting was obviously cancelled. Now, this year, they said they were going to have a meeting at the Birkenstock Hotel on Lake Lucerne. And it was going to be from, I think it was May the 17th to May the 20th this year. And it was going to be the launch of the Great Reset. And they announced this back in October, November last year. That date has passed. And there's absolutely no mention at all about this gathering of the world's elite to launch the Great Reset. It's really strange. There's actually nothing on their website. They've cancelled a meeting they're having in Singapore due to COVID regulations and so forth. But there's absolutely nothing at all about this meeting that they said was going to happen at the Hotel Birkenstock overlooking Lake Lucerne. It was going to be a big showcase event to replace the cancelled Davos meeting in January. And it's just not happened. And there's no mention of it. So if you feed in that conference at the Hotel Birkenstock and what have you, you see the announcement, but absolutely nothing has happened. And there's been no official cancellation of the event. There's some very strange things happening at the moment, and I haven't got all the answers. But what we do know is that the linchpin for the Great Reset, for the Green New Deal, and Agenda 2030 is the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and his ilk. And at the moment, it's a very confused picture that we're getting.
No doubt. I'll add on to that, sort of icing on the cake, that Bilderberg did not meet last year, they say, due to COVID. They last met in 2019 in Switzerland. And now I've been in contact with them, as has another journalist friend of mine. They're not answering yet. We're going to keep sending them emails to their anonymous email department, their media department. By now, they should have announced a Bilderberg meeting. It's total silence there as well. In fact, they met at Birkenstock a long time ago, if memory serves, quite a long time ago, decades ago, in fact. So that hotel you mentioned has been the site of a past Bilderberg meeting, the World Economic Forum, at least unofficially, being kind of the open wing of Bilderberg. Klaus Schwab is an honorary member of the Bilderberg Steering Committee. And so we'll be watching that, too. The Trilateral Commission has had more meetings than ever. They're sort of the young sibling of Bilderberg, although those meetings have been virtual. But meanwhile, while Trilateral has went up, Bilderberg has went down to zero. We should be seeing something by now. We're not. They told my friend they're going to meet this year. Maybe they'll try and put those two things together, Bilderberg with a little World Economic Forum sprinkled in, or vice versa. We'll have to watch that. But so far, yeah, this is things have been shaken up, and it's kind of hard for them. Something's going on in terms of their regularity. They just don't seem to have the, the punctuality that they used to have. Something's up.
Well, I agree. I mean, we've got the G7 next month in Cornwall, near where I live at the moment.
Right.
And of course, I've noticed that already the usual suspects are going to be there to demonstrate against it. And we're talking here Extinction Rebellion and all similar so-called green, fake green groups that are coming together. They'll suck in an awful lot of innocent people who are perfectly decent people who just want to see justice and real environmentalism, if you like. But they will suck in a lot of innocent people. But you can already see the fake agenda unrolling and the fake narrative. So the thing that bothers me slightly is that we know that the COP26 climate big coming together in Glasgow, which I think is it November this year? I'm not sure. I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
Already the Extinction Rebellion with their fake green narrative are saying it's going to be a failure and that they've got to plan beyond that. But what I'm starting to, I've got no evidence for this, but my intuition tells me that they're going to use the Great Reset launch at that COP26 because they're going to have all the world leaders there or a large number of key players. And I think they want to have something to show the people for what they've done. And I think they may use the Great Reset as a launch for that. Whatever it is, we've got to prepare people that when you hear the words Great Reset, you know you're dealing with evil, you know you're dealing with tyranny, and you know you're dealing with fascism. So we've really got to work on people now to wake up. There's a word that we've started to use with the vaccine rollout, and we know that it's not a vaccine, it's some sort of genetically engineered whatever is going into your body. I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to talk too much about that tonight because a lot of it just goes over my head. But I do know that there's a lot of people suffering as a result of these, we'll call them vaccines in inverted commas. But I'm starting to get rather, it's an interesting one. I'm starting to get very suspicious about, shall we say, I think the take-up of this vaccine has not been as good as they intended. And I think there's a sizable number of people. David Icke was talking about this only today with his son. And it may just be that they are genuinely getting a bit concerned that a lot of people are now starting to connect the dots. And the vaccine, I'm not an expert on this, but I am beginning to feel that the vaccine is starting to make a lot of people wake up now and starting to make them wonder what on earth is going on. So I'm an optimist. I do believe that things are starting to happen. And I think we're gradually getting our act together. I don't know how your mass media are doing, but the BBC at the moment are on the receiving end of a lot of criticism, some of it because of their own silly antics over Diana. That's the headlines today, and Prince Harry and William and all that. But I didn't know this until tonight, but we've now got a permanent number of people outside the BBC making sure the staff going in know that they are spouting nothing but lies and propaganda. And that this is very exciting. I didn't even know this was happening.
Justin, right there, we're coming up on the first break. We'll be back with more from Justin Walker, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive and video simulcasting today to livestream.com/Ron Avery. You can click the Stop the Presses icon there. Thanks, Justin. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses here on the 21st of May, ladies and gentlemen, 2021. And we're going into the short segment before the break. My guest is Justin Walker from the UK. I'll sprinkle in a comment from the late great columnist Joe Sobrin from his column Serfs in Our Own Land. He noted, Jefferson understood that your government is, in the nature of things, your natural enemy and must be kept on a short leash. Today's U.S. government keeps us all on a short leash, and some of us who regard anything short of concentration camps and torture chambers as mercy still think this is freedom. Joe Sobrin. Anyway, back to Justin Walker, my guest. Justin, you're talking about the Hardwick Alliance. We're in a short segment. Tell us just a little bit about the structure of the Hardwick Alliance. This brings together the New Chartist Movement. What does this consist of?
Well, guys, just before we do, I was having a bit of a senior moment just before then, because I was about to mention a word that we are now going to start using, and that's the word Holocaust. Because what is happening against the human race now by these unelected, unaccountable megalomaniacs, a depopulation program, which is effectively a Holocaust. And we know that when you look at the Anti-Defamation League and all the people who defend the Sabbatean Frankists, the extreme Zionists, they always refer to anyone as a Holocaust denier, a climate denier, a COVID denier, a vax denier. And we think the time has come to now turn this back onto these people and say, look, what is being planned is now a Holocaust against the human race, the considerably depopulated. Are you with us? We don't want another Holocaust. We've seen one Holocaust in Germany during the time of fascism. We saw the Holocaust of the Armenians in the First World War. We do not want another Holocaust. So this way we can turn the tables on those who like to used the Holocaust as a protective umbrella for what they get up to. Now, this is quite important. This is to us in Israel at the moment, with the present, what's going on with Hamas and in Gaza and what have you, there are a lot of innocent Jewish people who are suffering from the COVID regulations and are now starting to wake up to the treatment of Arabs by these Sabbatean Frankists. Let's call them what they are. These are not Jewish people. The real Jews are now starting to wake up to how their religion is being exploited. I think this is an important point to make, because what is happening, all innocent people, whether you're a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist, a Hindu, it doesn't matter what religion you are, we are all the victims of this corporate genocide that is being inflicted upon us. So I think this is something that I feel people now, we've got to start talking about the new Holocaust to make people wake up to what's going on.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll intermix that with what Ron and I have talked about on recent editions of Stop the Presses, and that's the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah.
In Elbert County, Georgia, bordering South Carolina. It is the only monument that I know of, Justin, that is a declaration about the future rather than a memorial of the past. And rather than making a truly genuine, noble statement, something honorable, something moral, something edifying, rather than that, it's basically a declaration of future murder.
Yeah.
It's the only monument of its kind, and it is disgraceful. And there's a lot of talk in the States about demanding and never stopping demanding until they come down.
Yeah.
No compromise, nothing to discuss here. They're coming down. That's how the resolve is coming along here.
Totally agree. And the other thing which I get sick to death of hearing from the fake Greens is that we live in an overpopulated world. I'm going to give you one simple, if you like, mathematical. Well, if every single human being on this earth, and there's 7,900 million of us at the moment, if every single human being had a quarter of an acre to live on, which is four tennis courts, so that means an average family of four would have an acre to live on, the total landmass used would be just short of what Brazil is today. That's it. So every single human being in this world with a quarter of an acre each could fit into Brazil.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, Ron has made the comment, this is not an elevator where there's a capacity limit and you can't just arbitrarily make a capacity limit. And in fact, the Georgia Guidestones, we're coming up at the break in a moment, are based on that very notion, Justin.
Yeah.
As you know, they're based on this arbitrary idea that we, the world's rulers, know what that capacity limit is, and you don't, you little peons, you know. Well, they can pound sand where the sun doesn't shine on that one. So there you go.
But I thought I'd just get that in because, if you like, that is the macro strategy. I mean, we are not living in an overpopulated world. We are living in a world where a tiny number of criminals control the science and the money.
And the media and medicine, yes. We'll be right back with more. Justin Walker, the Hardwick Alliance, et cetera. Stay tuned. And a caller.
A simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, and welcome to the next segment of Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson. Great song coming in there. Hold On by Yes, the great British drummer, Alan White. Man, what a pounder he was. Being a drummer myself, I can really relate to his meter and his tenacity when he was drumming. John Anderson on vocals, it just doesn't get any better than that. And we do have a caller, Mary from Virginia. Perhaps you have a question or comment for our guest, Justin Walker.
Yeah, it sounded like good music. I'd like to keep playing it for like 10 more seconds before I go on. Is that okay?
You mean play the song more?
Yeah, a little bit more before I go on. Sound really good. Kind of sound like Don't Stop Believing.
It goes on to say, "There's no time for living. There's no time for living. It's only fighting and wars. No matter what the truth is, hold on to what is yours." It's lamenting the way the world is now, that everybody just wants to cling to their wealth and not do what's right. That's what the song is about. But it's also
what is our wealth?
But the lyric is, "Hold on, hold on. We can do better than this. Let's get together and solve this." So it kind of fits the theme all the time on this show, but we can't really back up in that. So go right ahead with your comment or question.
How young are you?
What?
How young are you?
Me? Do I need to say? I guess I'm 60 years young.
Lord have mercy. I'm your elder. Hey, you know, when we left the European confines, we didn't leave it because, COVID. cohesive tour being. We booked for a reason, okay? You get it?
Keep going.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I hear
so
you.
So I'd like to say, too, I hate to say it, okay? I really hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. Is it okay?
Well, I don't know. You haven't said it yet.
Okay, for those who stayed in Europe when we left it, you know why we left it, and that's why they're after asses. Okay, the Western Europeans are under, like, scrutiny beyond your comprehension. Okay? Because we think, we create, we build, we think, we read, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So, hate to say it, I don't really listen to many Brits, Scottish, Irish, because the real good ones got the hell out of there. It's like, we're not going to go under the king's whatever. But nowadays, we have nowhere to go, so we're just going to do it here in the USA. And they have no idea what they're onto and what they're going to deal with when they're fighting against us, because you cannot stop blood. You understand me?
I've heard similar sentiments before, Mary, that there's no longer anywhere to run. There was the American Rebellion against the British Crown, if I follow you right, and we departed the European fold and tried to do better here. There's no longer anywhere for anyone, anywhere to run. But, of course, we join hands with our friends overseas, and we exchange the best, most constructive ideas toward solutions we can. That includes Justin Walker, our guest today. And it is a tough go. It's an uphill battle, but the more hands on deck, the lighter the load. And so while I sense that you might have maybe a pessimism about things, or you know it's a tough road to hoe, I'm not sure I totally follow your point. But
I lived in Europe for 10 years of my life, okay? I know the Europeans. Uh-huh. And I know some of the best people on this earth are Europeans. I love them to death, okay? Never desired to go to Asia, blah, 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 you know, because I study stuff, okay? But, my God, there is nothing, and there are still good people in Europe, okay? I'm not going to renege you. In Canada, God bless the Canadians. In South America, I'm sure there's good ones. And God bless the Cubans, you know, driving old cars. But, no, they're after the white Christian people who are Bible thumpers and not the fake ones like Pat Robertson, okay, and all the bullshit people, okay? The ones who really understand life, okay? I mean, okay. I lived in Europe for 10 years, okay? I know Europeans.
To summarize your points there, it is true that I think the Christian order, an underpinning, a long time underpinning of Western civilization, the Christian order, which is, you know, white people of European extraction, is
what
a primary
Christian
target.
Order. You mean the Christian people who speak loud?
Well, by the Christian order, I mean the Christian based civilization, and yes, and the people that speak loud, that come out of that civilization. That is a primary target, I concur, of the deep staters. With that, I'll let Justin comment and kind of take it from there. I appreciate your call, Mary.
Thank you for listening to me, brother.
No problem. Appreciate that. I hope things in Virginia aren't too bad in terms of COVID. Justin, you want to take it from there?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing Mary mentions about Europeans. The truth is, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, the system as devised by the global deep state, whatever you want to call them, are basically in control. America, United States of America, thinks it's a genuinely independent country. It's not. It's actually controlled by the crown. The crown is not the crown, Queen Elizabeth. It is the City of London, or more accurately, it is this system, this setup, which involves the Vatican. The Vatican is a country within a country. The City of London is, I'm afraid, a country within a country. And you've got Washington, D.C., which effectively is a country within a country. And so the control of all these supposedly sovereign states is actually the control by the bankers, by the elitists, the deep state, those who meet behind closed doors at Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Pilgrim Society, the list can go on. They legalese, they control the situation. Under the common law and truth, etc., etc., they don't. But people have been bamboozled into believing that they are free when they're not. And can I refer you to the Virginia and the other, the original colonies, the original 13 colonies? You had a form of money called colonial scrip, S-C-R-I-P, which effectively was paper money used by those individual colonies that was based on the wealth of those colonies. And it worked brilliantly. And as a result, in the 1740s, 1750s, 1760s, you had a very prosperous economy. And each state used their own version of colonial scrip, and it made them very, very prosperous. And the City of London and the merchant bankers who preferred gold did not want that. And that was the real reason for the American War of Independence. So I think people have got to understand about money creation and money supply and how money creation has been used over the centuries to completely control and dominate countries from being truly free and truly prosperous. And if I said to your listeners today, I'm hoping a lot of them will know, if I said the Bank for International Settlements, I have only found total ignorance amongst my politicians, MPs who I've talked to. Nobody knew anything about the Bank for International Settlements. And yet we have a private bank based in Switzerland, based in Basel in Switzerland. It controls 62 of the central banks, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Bank of France, the Bank of Russia, the Bank of China. And it is this organization that oversees over 95% of the world's money supply. And most importantly of all, it has given itself diplomatic immunity. You can't even prosecute them. So you've got this financial network of private bankers who literally control our politicians and control the world. And it is our ignorance and stupidity, our collective ignorance and stupidity, coupled with the arrogance of politicians, that is allowing this situation to occur.
Yeah, well put, Justin. I think that addresses things well. America had its rebellion against the crown, but those ties, those financial snares, and that binding of peoples together by these financial tyrants is not easily broken. And that undergirds the medical tyranny and the buying of the mass media and turning that into a cartel. You get a financial cartel, next thing you know, you got a media communications cartel, a medical cartel. I call it the triumvirate of the globalists, the media, the medical, and the financial, the bankers tied to the governments. That's the triumvirate. And I'll throw in something too, Justin, before I forget. You mentioned these upcoming meetings. There's another one. The G20 meets this year, October 30 and 31 in Rome. That's another one to keep an eye on. October 30 and 31, 2021, the G20 in Rome, Italy. So another one to keep an eye on, along with, is Bilderberg going to meet? And you mentioned the G7 in Cornwall and the COP, what you call it, COP 26, probably in Scotland COP
26. It's in Glasgow. Yes, Glasgow. Can I just make this further point, though? A lot of people say, oh, Putin and Russia, oh, terrible, terrible. Or they say, oh, President Xi and China, terrible, terrible. President Xi and China, they have a Chinese central bank, which is controlled by the Bank for International Settlements, which in turn is controlled by the big banking dynasties. Likewise with Putin, you have the Bank of Russia, which controls Putin. I'm sorry, as soon as you have a country with a central bank that is not under the control of the sovereign government, but is under the control of the Bank for International Settlements. And as Carol Quigley, that US historian, said, you know, bottom line is this organization, the Bank for International Settlements, is there to create international serfdom. It is there to create slavery of the human race. It is not there to make people, all of us, prosperous, to help us to become prosperous. It is there to impose slavery.
Yeah, one of the things that's not commonly understood is a lot of people assume that they print these vast amounts of money that are beyond what is for sale through the production system. The truth is, most of the time, there is a dearth of money, a tremendous lack of liquidity and money in the hands of the common people. And so there's all sorts of unsold production. We've solved the problem of production. We have not solved the problem of distribution and consumption. And so there is actually a tremendous lack of income and tremendous shortage of the money supply compared to what is produced. That's to clear up a commonly held myth.
Okay, I want to use tonight as an opportunity to hopefully inspire the American people to return back to colonial script. If every state decided to hell with the Federal Reserve, to hell with Wall Street, to hell with the international bankers, we are going to concentrate on setting up state economies based around our own money that's created on the wealth of our own state. That money can only be spent within that state. That will mean your schools, your hospitals, everything you need will be paid for by taking a percentage of your wealth and creating that into the liquidity needed to make sure that everyone, without failure, everyone, regardless of race, creed, color, or anything else, are prosperous, are happy, and have a prosperous, well-meaning job to do within that society. To hell with Washington, D.C., to hell with the Federal Reserve, to hell with Wall Street, to hell with the big financiers. You have the means. Go back to your history. Go back to your colonial script. And you will see a completely new chapter for the American people. There you are. Yeah. That's a plea.
Yeah, technically, and this is what's interesting, another side note, then I want to get back to the Hardwick Alliance. We've got about, maybe 10 minutes left in the show. Even the Federal Reserve will tell you that alternative currencies are not technically illegal. We've had Ithaca Hours. That's the name of an Ithaca, New York local currency. Local currencies do exist. Some have come and gone. Some have had success. Some have not. I've worked on a little bit of that in eastern Michigan in recent years past. So there is sort of a segue. There is a way for that to be born. But probably enough said on that. But you said something very important there that I hope people take to heart. But back to the Hardwick Alliance. Yeah. And that and the new Chartist movement, which takes into account some of the things you just got done saying. Where do we go from here, Justin? We're facing this COVIDocracy. I believe we can prevail because there's like Texans for a vaccine choice, Michigan for vaccine choice. People are beginning to raise the issues of an employee cannot be forced to take a COVID vaccine as a condition of employment. And if that force does happen, and if that employee gets sick or dies, that the employer can be held liable for forcing that vaccine upon that employee. And that also carries over into people who are trying to get hired to a job. If they're forced to take a vaccine to get hired and they have an adverse reaction or they die, then those that administer the shot can be held liable. The manufacturers of the vaccine, AstraZeneca, J&J, et cetera, right now are totally protected and not liable. But it's looking like there are ways or at least circumstances where employers could be held liable. So there could be hesitancy, not just on people getting the shot, but hesitancy among those giving the shots. And that could bring even more of a slowdown of these jabs. And that's going to buy time. I'm just throwing that in there. This is what's beginning to catch fire here in the States.
Let me first of all, you say that the manufacturers are protected. They're protected by legislation. They are protected by statutes and act passed by corrupt politicians. They are not protected from the common law. They have set out with mens rea, malice aforethought. You can still take them down. And you use common law courts. You use a jury of randomly selected people to hear the evidence. No statute or act can protect people from committing murder. So let's make that point absolutely clear. You are a common law country as we are. Time to mobilize the common law. Time to get juries back on their feet. It's time now to take these bastards on. Pardon my French. Okay? Do not, these people have, you know, do not run away from politicians. Oh, no, that's all right. They're covered. If anything goes wrong, they're covered. Look, we know they're nice people, these pharmaceutical companies. They really are nice people. No, forget that. This is a depopulation program. And it is a Holocaust, as I said. And we have the common law to protect us. Use it. So don't take any bullshit from these bloody politicians who I am sick to death of hearing about. The time has come for the people to take back control using the common law. You have it. We have it. We're taking back control here. We're doing our best now to use the common law. You've got to do the same.
Justin, give an example from the UK perspective that can transfer over to the States or anywhere else that this would apply. How do you invoke the common law in a way that the average person can understand? How do you flip that switch?
It is literally education, because in our country, we have found now that you've got, let's look at it. In our country, we have the Law Society, who are basically looking after all the solicitors, as we call them. And then you have the Inns of Court. You have the Inner Temple, the Middle Temple, Lincoln's Inn, and, I've just forgotten the other one, Senior Moment. You've got four Inns of Court, Gray's Inn. There we are, Gray's Inn. Four Inns of Court. They are within the City of London. They are practicing legalese. They are practicing. Legalese is an alien language designed to deceive people. You, ordinary people, are not you're not expected to know what they're saying. And we have in Britain, for instance, if a policeman says to you, do you understand, what he's actually saying is, do you stand under legal legislation? In other words, it's twisting the words. It's all about deception. It's all about entrapment. Now, we're waking people up to the fact that our legislation, the courts, as we said before, when you're reading out Mad Hair, have become places of business and not justice. You've got judges who are politically appointed, as they are on the continent of Europe now. They are not. The real judge in a courtroom is the jury. The jury makes a decision whether you're innocent or guilty, but also decides whether the legislation used is actually correct and lawful. And that's called annulment by jury. But nobody in Britain is allowed to practice annulment by jury. The juries aren't even told. They have the power to throw out bad legislation. And that's the way ordinary people control the politicians. But we're not allowed to do it because the judges do not tell jurors what their responsibilities are. So literally the common law has been dismantled, and in its place you've got this what is termed Roman civil law, or admiralty law, or commercial law. It's corporate law. And this is where we've got to do a massive education program to say people, listen, we, the people, are in charge, not the corporate megalomaniacs, not the judges, not the politicians. They are all servants to us. And this is what we're about now. It is about restoring service and not control. because everything at the moment is about control over the people. What it should be is service for the people. Everything should be about servants. We're all servants. We're all here to serve in some capacity.
And that, is the common law stuff you're talking about now, I presume it is, that's part of the sum and substance of the Hardwick Alliance and the new Chartist movement.
Yeah. The Hardwick Alliance has four key principles, and that's backed up by the British Constitution Group and New Chartist Movement. The four key principles are, the first one is the common law we've just discussed, which puts the people firmly in charge and not the politicians. The second one, as we've already discussed, is money creation and money supply, restoring it back to the people. And that is done by, as I say, creating debt-free, interest-free money. It's based on the wealth of your local community, your region, or your nation. The third part is science. We need to get suppressed science and suppressed health medicine and all that side of things, Tesla and so forth. We've got to get to the truth about science. We've got bad science dominating our lives, not good science. So we need to get good science back on the track. And the final one is ecology, which we've already touched on, which is doing things in a human scale, working with the planet, if you like, stopping pollution, and just using common sense when it comes to working, you know, small businesses that actually work with the environment, not against it. So it's basically small is beautiful, I suppose you could argue. But it's making things human scale, so people are fully involved in the day-to-day, you know, what's happening in the economy and so forth. The people are very much a part of. And finally, just to say, we don't like politicians, we don't like political parties, and we don't like central bankers. So the world would be a much nicer place if everyone stepped up to the plate and said, right, we're all going to take our part in being part of juries, legislation. In other words, we all play a part. We don't just leave it to the egos of a few very unfortunate people.
Thanks, Justin. That's all the time we have today. And I really appreciate it. That's Hardwick Alliance, Hardwick Alliance.org, ladies and gentlemen. You can also look up the new Chartist movement. And many, many things are yet to be discussed. But thanks for getting all we can in here today, Justin. We'll have you on again maybe within the month to give us an update.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Best of luck to you. Stay tuned for the next show here on Stop the Presses. And we'll see you. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you after that weekend.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.